Aurelius, how's the knee? How's your rehab coming?
Hey, thanks for having me on. The knee is great. Rehab is, taking it one day at a time. No need to rush. We're dealing with the lockout right now. But, I'm just feeling, better than I felt before. Just getting right and, having the right people around me to get my knee back to normal.
Aurelius, what's this lockout like? It's got to be a tough situation. You're a young football player that had a great rookie season. You have some improving to do. You have some knowledge to absorb. And you have to do it all yourself. It's got to be kind of frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating. But, I'm that kind of guy that likes to take the extra step and, working out and, staying in my playbook. I'm in my playbook now and, just working out and just seeing what I can do to get better. On and off the field and just know more knowledge of the game.
And Aurelius, it was great how you came on right before you got hurt. You were really playing good football. And you've been compared to guys who are bigger and stronger. Your body type is different. You're a guy that can absorb some punishment. Can you describe maybe or compare yourself to somebody in the NFL?
The body type, a lot of guys will say are Anquan Boldin, Andre Johnson, but I don't look at myself as a pure receiver. I think that I can do a lot of things. I probably can line up in the backfield. The sky's the limit, to what you do with me. And, that's things that the Bucs want to learn. And, I'm learning what I can do and where I fit in the offense. And, I'm in a situation where I feel comfortable now and I can just go out and play and have fun.
We're talking to Aurelius Ben. Now, Aurelius, last year you were here in the off season workouts, going through the practices with no pads on. You guys are doing the same thing with Josh Freeman now. How do the workouts differ between last year and this year at this point?
A lot different. I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Last year I had no clue what I was doing. And, the structure of the offense is totally different from where I came from in, college at Illinois, playing in a spread offense. So I had to learn a lot of terminology, and the position I was playing was like totally different. And I had to run some real routes, and not saying that I couldn't do it, but the game speed and playing with basically a real quarterback and a guy who's going to get the ball there. I don't have to cheat out my routes and see where I'm getting the ball and trying to make sure my quarterback throw me the ball. So it's just all about the comfort level and being down here and just change the scenery.
And Aurelius, you talked about maybe you didn't know what was going on at first coming from such a different offense, and you were progressing at a normal pace for a rookie. Mike Williams was progressing really quick. Then all of a sudden it seemed like a light switch went on and you just took off. What happened to make you accelerate so fast?
I really don't know. I like to think that, we had that bye week, and, I took a deep breath, took a step away. And, I realized, hey, this is what I do. I was, stressing myself out over nothing. It's going to take time. But, I knew how good I was. And I just looked back and was like, I know what I'm doing. Let's buckle down. I got this. And, I just wanted to explode.
Now, do you feel like the young receivers and Josh Freeman are a lot more on the same page this year as they were last year at this time?
Definitely. But, it could be even better, If we didn't have the lockout, it would be a lot different. But, we're rolling with the punches. That's not an excuse. But, we're going to get it done. And, we're just young. And the dangerous thing is that we're all going to grow together.
And when you went down with the knee, did you know right away the severity of it? And are you at 100%, or when will you feel you're at 100%?
I say I'm about 95%. But
good.
When I got hit, I felt it. I didn't think it was, the damage that I did. But I just went and I felt the pain when I went down, and I couldn't get up. I felt like somebody was holding me down. But everything happened for a reason, and I'm back out there. I'm young. I'm glad it happened now than later on in my career. So I'm in a great position.
Well, Aurelius, I played for a bit, and I remember being hurt myself, and it's tough on you mentally. Do you find that when you're hurt and you're sitting back and you're watching football as maybe a coach almost, do you find that you're improving yourself mentally? Because I saw when I sat back in these meetings and didn't play and listened to the coaching points, it actually improved me as a football player.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I didn't have a chance to, because we just had one game, to sit back in meetings. But, just from being at home watching the New Orleans Saints game when they played New Orleans at home and at their house, and you know, just watching the game and like, oh, you know, he got to run this route like that or like this. And, or if I was playing, maybe I could have did that or did this. And seeing little things that I don't normally get to see when I'm out there on the field. So, it definitely. And sometimes it helps to sit out and look, take a seat in the back seat and just look to see what's going on.
Aurelius Ben, wide receiver for the Buccaneers, joins us. Aurelius, how would you describe the way that your quarterback, Josh Freeman, gets you and the other receivers the ball, how he throws the ball?
Man, Josh got a cannon, man. And Josh is, he loves his game and he loves what he do. And he likes to spread the ball around because he knows how many playmakers he has around him. And he's going to get everybody the ball. He wants to see everyone succeeding, and we all just want to win, you know. And, you know, a receiving a quarterback has to have that receiving quarterback relationship, and we are getting there.
Aurelius, what are you guys, I mean, you're sitting around with the fellas talking about football, talking about the future. We sit here and talk about the lockout. I personally think that the owners are all greedy bastards, but that's another thing. When you guys sit around with the fellas and you talk about the lockout, what is being said about the lockout?
More rest time, but, you know, after a while you get tired of sitting around and, you know, you want to go out there and play football. You want to go out there and sweat and body sore a little bit, but, you know, it's something that we can't control too much as players. You know, we got to sit back and watch what happened, but at the same time, we need to be prepared. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
That's true.
And, you know, just be ready to go out there and have a season if we do have one.
Before last year, Aurelius, offensively, there was talk, well, the Bucs don't have that many weapons. Now, all of a sudden, you have a very young quarterback who was great last year, Josh Freeman, a rookie running back in LeGarrette Blount, you and Mike Williams as receivers, and Sammy Stroud is a young guy, too. It must be a great feeling to know you're all basically on the same page as far as youth.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're not that far apart, and the great thing about, you know, the playmakers and the young guys on our team, which is hard sometimes, we all want to see each other, you know, get better. You know, we all support each other. You know, there's no, you know, no bitter taste about anyone. You know, we all come together as a young group, and we all are going to, you know, eventually succeed where we all need and want to be and, you know, hopefully get a Super Bowl.
Hey, Aurelius, as you went through last year, the expectations weren't very high at the beginning of the year last year, and they were obviously elevating as the season was going along. It must have been great to see you guys develop mentally as the season was going along, because this year, when the season starts, you guys got to be talking about playoffs and Super Bowl, and I'm not sure that's what was being discussed at the beginning of last year.
Definitely. I know I wasn't in any discussion of it. I was just trying to find my way last year. Mm-hmm. But definitely not. You know, we probably were underdogs going into a lot of situations, but, you know, this year is a whole nother year. You know, we could have went to the playoffs this past season, but, you know, should, could have, would. It's a new year. And, you know, that's where we need to be. You know, we need to close out the games that we didn't close out this past season and, you know, do the things that we need to do.
How is your relationship with Coach Raheem Morris and the coordinator, Greg Olsen?
My relationship with Coach Morris is good. You know, Coach Morris, he recruited me coming out of high school. He's a great guy. You know, he's a player's coach. You know, I never played with a coach like him. And, you know, he's on and off the field. He's a good guy, and I love to be around him. You know, I couldn't be anywhere better. But Coach Olsen is a great guy. Our relationship is still growing. You know, I'm learning a lot of things from him, and he's teaching me a lot of things.
Aurelius, who'd you go against last year that you find was a son of a gun that locked you up? Who was the baddest dude you went against last year?
I have to say, not that many guys, but, you know, it was one guy that stood out from Atlanta was Grimes. He's a pretty good guy.
Okay.
He's a pretty good guy.
All right, Aurelius, hope to see you on the field sooner rather than later. We've said that to a lot of Buccaneers lately because of this lockout. Best of luck, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
And by the way, you can reach Aurelius Ben. You can Twitter at Aurelius Ben.
Good stuff. Thank you, Aurelius.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Brother. Take care.